I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spankies. Spankies. I like that. Corner.
A podcast!
Hey, JoJo.
What's up, guys?
Hi. Hey.
Man, you've been busy on the internet.
I know.
We're watching today, and it's like, all of a sudden, Tori Kelly's on there, and like, it was madness.
Yeah, but we're all trying to stay sane one way or another.
Yeah. Is that kind of your outlet right now? Since, you know, you can't really go out, can't really go anywhere. Is that the outlet? It's just social media?
Definitely the outlet. Yeah. I'm having fun on Instagram and starting to have fun on TikTok.
Who was the guy that you had on today? Like the singer,
God.
The artist, or he just started belting out. He sounded like a damn canary.
I know. He sounded amazing. I've literally never met him. And I was just asking the people that were watching on IG if anybody could really sing, because I wanted to have a stranger come on and sing. And he had music in his name. It's like Tyler Shaw Music or something like that, Tyler Matthews. And I was like, okay, I'm going to give this a shot. He was like, I can kind of sing. I'm like, all right, let me give this a shot. So I clicked on him, and the man can sing his face off. So it was perfect. That was like such a great shock and surprise.
Yeah, awesome. Thank God, because that could have been a risk.
It was a risk, but it paid off.
Yeah, you could have got me or something. I'd be like, oh, it would have been awful for everybody involved. But well done. Yeah, I saw like you guys were trending on Twitter today. And like, so thank you for keeping the internet spirits up.
Hey, it's the least I can do. I'm having fun.
Is there going to be like a creative renaissance, you think? Because everyone that's creative, people like you, are stuck inside. And so if everyone's inside for multiple months, I mean, is this going to lead to something next level here in the future with all the creative types being inside and not doing anything for a few months?
That's such a great word for it, a renaissance, and a nice way to think of what could possibly come out of this that's positive. Because necessity and limitation does breed invention and creativity. So I think that people will think outside the box because we have to. And I'm optimistic that some pretty cool content will come from it, and that can be somewhat of a silver lining to something that is definitely concerning as hell, you know?
Are you working on any new music through this right now, or are you just kind of getting your voice on social and keeping like everyone at bay?
Oh, no, I mean, I'm writing and working on just kind of keeping my creative juices flowing. I'm learning how to play piano, because that's something I never really took the time to do before, but now I got nothing but time. But my new album, Good to Know, comes out May 1st. And I just want to keep putting out content like as steadily as possible from now.
Were you expecting that cover to go so big of Get Out? It's weird to call it a cover because it's your song, but you know what I mean.
I never have any expectation about stuff like that. So I was just happy that people thought it was funny because I thought it was funny. So I'm glad other people laughed because I got a kick out of it.
Well, I saw it being shared on Instagram, and I also shared it in my story because I loved it. And then I noticed that there was a longer version on YouTube, and I'm like, oh, did she put this up first? And then somebody was like, hey, you should actually put this on TikTok because it's going to go huge.
Well, yeah, I wrote out the whole version because I was just, again, I had the time and I was like, oh, this is kind of funny. And then, yeah, we like just clipped a version for TikTok because I thought that'd be a good way to get it out there. And then knowing that I would put up the whole thing the next day on my actual YouTube, because just why not? Like, it just, I thought it was entertaining and I wanted to get it out to as many people as possible. And like, that's how we consume things now in little different bites in different places.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it was actually an important message too, because I mean, there's so many people. I think by and large, the majority of the country has gotten the point to basically stay the F inside. But I mean,
it's taken us a few days, you know what I mean? And like, I think because there wasn't one message coming from the top necessarily of like, okay, this is what we're saying has to happen. Each state was responsible for their own selves, I guess. But now, yeah, I think we all understand that we got to really do our part and that every single person can help like flatten the curve and wash your hands, stay the F inside, all that stuff.
Are you're in California right now?
Yep.
Yeah. So we got shut down, I think the same time you guys did, which, you know, I walked to work today and you walk through downtown Chicago. There's no one out at all. Walking through Grant Park, I didn't see another soul. And it's actually kind of nice to see that people are listening and taking this seriously, because now it's time to like really buckle up, and it's going to suck for a few weeks, but we're going to come out of it better people, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm optimistic that something positive will have to come from this. And here in LA, I don't know if you guys are experiencing the same thing, but I'm hearing the birds singing all day long. I've never, ever noticed that. Like, just in the afternoon, they're like, it's like a friggin' chorus of, it's like a symphony of birds, and they're just like turned up right now. And then it's also wild because I feel like people are taking this opportunity to race in the streets, which is not safe. You guys, stop racing. I hear like friggin' Fast and the Furious going on outside my place. It's like, I'm like, oh my God, this is not time to drag race, you heathen.
Hashtag turn up birds, hashtag heathens.
What is maybe some advice you have for fellow creatives who are kind of stuck in like this anxious state right now where they can't create? Like, what is something that helps you get going in the morning? Is it like as simple as just like getting yourself ready for the day when you're stuck at home? Or is it like getting to a certain headspace, maybe scheduling your day out?
Scheduling my day has been such a good thing for me. And it's not something that I really did or had to do before, because I would look at my Google Calendar and like me and my team updated all together, so we'd all kind of know what was going on for us. But like now, the night before, so for example, last night I wrote out today's schedule and I planned for every hour. So even like when I woke up at 7 a.m. and I was going to, you know, brush my teeth and then take my dog out and then get ready to go to the grocery store and make sure I took my gloves and make sure I sanitized before, like every single little thing that I needed to do. Like, don't forget to take my list, things like that. I scheduled in a workout. I put the interviews that I had on there. And I also schedule things in like practice piano for 30 minutes and get your heart rate up for 30 minutes. Do 100 sit-ups, do 30 push-ups. I schedule in when I'm going to have lunch, and I sound like a crazy type A personality person. This is not normally my vibe. It's just, I know that for my mental health, I need to feel like I'm accomplishing things and staying well and moving forward and having something to do and stay accountable to. And I've actually been sharing that on my Instagram, and I've gotten some comments that people were inspired and they're going to write out their own schedule. So I do think that keeping a schedule is a good idea. And I'd love to see people's schedules if they want to share them with me too.
JoJo's going to come out of this playing 55 instruments and going to have like 10 pack abs by the time the six all said and done. So the album,
you wait. Yeah,
the album's May 1st. There's one track that's available now that everybody can get, right? Man is the one that's out there.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
So as we ramp up to this here for the next 5 weeks till the album comes out, with obviously times are way different. So I'm assuming the whole promotional tour that you're so accustomed to when something like this is happening, that's changing. So how are you attacking? I mean, obviously we're having this conversation right now, but I mean, in other forms of being able to promote the album and the track, how is that going to change over the course of the next 5 weeks?
The only thing that's different is that I'm at home. Like, I'm actually, my schedule is still pretty crazy. And I appreciate that. And we're just all adapting. Every industry is adapting. And I'll just be talking to people from right here. And instead of like being able to physically interact, it's just going to be about doing things digitally, remotely. So yeah, that's it. It's definitely different. Like, I was supposed to be in New York right now doing the whole thing that you do when you're putting out a single and then an album. So it'll be a bummer to not be able to like go and do these TV shows and perform that way. But I've been doing performances from home, and my musician friends have been sending me tracks and like acoustic versions and stuff of my songs. So we're going to make do with what we can. And I'm going to come out of this speaking, like you said, 12 languages. I'm going to have 10 pack abs, and I'm going to be all the better from this.
Well, real quick before we let you go, can we have the JoJo approved list of things we have to binge watch tonight, tomorrow, and the next week or two?
I got you. I love you. I love you. No.
Thanks, JoJo. I love you too.
On Netflix. You on Netflix is so good. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Yes.
But it's definitely a friggin' binge worthy. I also just saw Self-Made, which is about Madam C.J. Walker. It stars Octavia Spencer and Tiffany Haddish, and it's about the first self-made female millionaire in America. And not only was she a woman, but she was a Black woman in the early 1900s. That is amazing. It's such an important American story. You have to see it. It's so, so good. So definitely that. And then I'm starting Tiger King right now.
Oh my God.
And I'm trying to, yeah, I'm trying to like pace it out to where I just watch one episode per night, because I'm hooked. And so I'm like 2.5 episodes in. I started falling asleep last night because I was just really tired. But my mom and I are going to rewatch the third episode tonight and then maybe start a new one. That is crazy.
It's insane. Yeah, I think I'm about an episode behind you. I'm an episode and a half in. I fell asleep on it last night, but I got a weird feeling there might be like 4 episodes in my future this evening. So I get what you're saying. That one is
yo,
one of those that
every so bingeable.
Yo, completely.
The ultimate form of self-control is truly just watching one episode a night.
I tried to do that with Love is Blind, and I failed because I was like, oh my God, I have to know what yeah. this friggin' weirdo is gonna do.
So you know what the trick that I figured out, and I don't know if it's a trick, but it's what I do. I'll stop halfway through an episode. And I don't go all the way to the end because they always leave you hanging at the end of every episode. So if you stop halfway through, then it'll help you to be able to, you know, not that we're going anywhere right now anyway, but if you need to pull yourself back to go play piano or whatever, that's just a little trick.
Tips and tricks.
JoJo, like you're the best. Keep us entertained on the internet. I know you will. And then, May 1st for the album, the track Man is out now. And we can pre-order the album. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. Anywhere you listen to music, good to know. Dream Man, let it be your anthem. Again, it's not about needing a man or finding a man. It's about getting to know yourself, feeling comfortable on your own. And shoot, if you weren't comfortable on your own, this is the time you're going to get comfortable on your own.
Yeah, for sure.
Are there going to be any other tracks that are going to be that you're going to kind of give us a little taste of before the album comes out?
Yeah. I have a song, Small Things, that will definitely be a single. And I'm going to be performing that I actually just did, I don't know if it's coming out, when it's coming out, but I did an MTV Unplugged from home that I literally did from my bed.
Awesome.
And I'm doing a concert for the World Health Organization, and I'll be doing Small Things and just kind of giving you a taste of some new stuff from the album.
We need some new stuff, JoJo. It's crazy times, man. So thank you for keeping us with something fresh and new to listen to. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
Well, have at it. Go back to learning your languages and your piano and your instruments and, you know, doing sit-ups and stuff. But we appreciate you taking a couple of minutes just checking in from quarantine.
We'll see how long this lasts, yo. This is like day 9. By day 19, I'm going to look like a Cro-Magnon man. And I'm just like, I'm going to look and feel like crap. So hope I keep that same energy up.
All of our roots are going to be like down to our waist.
Yo, dead ass.
All right, JoJo, good to hear from you, and stay safe out there. Right?
Bye, you too.
Bye.
Take care.
Be a good human being and subscribe, rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.